walk across the courtyard towards the library. I can hear the insects buzz and the leaves beneath my feet.
Good evening, Kodiak. Welcome to another episode of Dog-Eared Reads, Fetching Books and Tales by the KPLA. I'm Athenia, host of your show tonight, and tonight's show is a little bit different from the rest of the shows we've done so far this year. In honor of the Kodiak Public Library Association having its annual meeting on March 21st, that's at the Kodiak Public Library. It's at 6 p.m., and the public is welcome to join us. We'll be giving a little presentation about the year in review for the Kodiak Public Library Association. However, if you don't have a chance to come and join us on March 21st, tonight's show is designed to give you a little bit of an idea of what the Kodiak Public Library Association and the people that make up the board are all about. So instead of featuring an interview on a Beyond the Cover segment tonight, instead we've got small little clips or interviews from every board member, just so you can get to know us all. And interspersed with that, I'll be giving you a little bit of an idea of what the Kodiak Public Library Association has been up to this year. Some of our board members might share an interesting book or favorite author that they've read, and later in the show we'll be bringing you another review from Bob Ross, which is actually based on a selection from the Alaskana Room called Kodiak High School and its students, and Bob talks to us a little bit about his past here in Kodiak, so it's actually a great chance to get to know him better as well. This is a fun and unique show, so please stick around. And with that, let's start with a little introduction to another voice that may sound familiar to you, Tayton Sheridan.
Take off those glasses and let down your headphones.
Hello, Kodiak. My name is Tayton Sheridan. I'm a Kodiak Public Library Association board member. You may have heard my voice before on Dog-Eared Reads. I've been helping out with the show and conducting many of the interviews for the Beyond the Cover segment. First, I'd personally like to thank everyone at KMXD and KODK for supporting KPLA in this Dog-Eared Reads program. The staff are amazing, they've been patient with and supportive of all of us who are new to the radio recording scene and have been instrumental in getting our show off the ground. Thanks, KMXT. My first experience with the Kodiak Public Library was a little over 2 years ago when my wife, 3-month-old daughter, and I moved to Kodiak. It was right after the new building had opened, and we were looking for some new books to read to our daughter, as we'd been reading the same 4 or 5 board books over and over and over and over and over again the previous few weeks while we moved. When we arrived at the library to check out the selection, we were greeted not only by the beautiful architecture and space, but also the friendly faces of the people who work there. From day one, I've been truly impressed with the knowledge and helpfulness of the Kodiak Public Library staff. When I was asked to apply to the board last year, it was clear I'd be joining a good cause with a good group of people. The KPLA board is filled with individuals who care deeply about the library and the community it serves. We have a thriving membership and wonderful volunteers who help out at the library and at KPLA events. Kodiak has so many activities members could be devoting their time to, and it's wonderful to see the dedication and time people are willing to volunteer. My daughter is now 2.5 and is enjoying books like Arnold Lobel's Frog and Toad and pretty much anything about babies or dragons. Along with a great selection of books to satisfy her ever-expanding interests, the library offers a number of storytime opportunities for kids of various ages and supports KPLA author events like the recent one that brought in local author Stacy Studebaker to read from her newest book, Octopus in the Outhouse, during which a number of families and kids participated. I can't thank the library and its staff enough for all of the work they do for our kids and community members, whether it be supporting local authors, leading stories, time, or simply finding new, fun, and educational materials for checkout. These are all the reasons I'm a Kodiak Public Library Association member and board member. On behalf of the KPLA board, please consider supporting your local public library by donating your time or money and joining KPLA. There are a number of volunteer opportunities, both at the library and during KPLA events. Those opportunities and donation information are listed on our website. Thank you, and until next time, happy reading.
Thanks, Tayton. That was fantastic. And he has a great point. For those of you with little ones that want to get out and have some story times, the Kodiak Public Library is a great resource for that. And you can always drop by the Kodiak Public Library and pick up their calendar of events to find out when those are going on. You can also visit the Kodiak Public Library's website, and their calendar of events is available online there as well. Now I'd like to talk a little bit about myself. As you know, my name is Athenia. I'm the host of the show. I'm the chairman of the Kodiak Public Library Association board as well. And I'm really proud of everything that the Kodiak Public Library Association has done since I joined the board. I joined a little over a year ago. Before that, I volunteered fairly frequently with the Kodiak Public Library's book sales. I was also involved with the Kodiak Public Library Association because the marimba band, Chitsua Marimba, that I'm a part of, performed as part of a fundraising event at the Kodiak Elks Club to raise money to build a new library. So I've been a happy, eager member of the volunteer board for a few years now. I'm not from Kodiak originally. I'm Canadian. I married into Kodiak. My husband, Brian Large, and I purchased a commercial fishing set net site in Kuprianov Peninsula the year we got married. So I came up originally fishing in the summers, and then after a few years, my husband and I decided to stay here year-round. I work as a massage therapist at Crichton Chiropractic Clinic, as well as I have a private massage therapy and structural integration office. And I also do the bookkeeping at Cost Savers for my in-laws, Al and Barbara Large, the owners of Cost Savers. And I'm very proud to work there and also very grateful, of course, that Cost Savers helps out the Kodiak Public Library Association a lot. They are always willing to accept book donations for us, and those book donations we turn around and sell, and it helps to keep people in town reading and generate a little bit of money to support the programming at the library. Cost Savers also helps out by occasionally doing some catering for events for us, which you may have noticed if you came out to the Altered Book event that we had going on last month. Which brings me to one of my favorite things about being a part of the Kodiak Public Library Association, and that is getting to work with some of the other groups in town. Like Tate mentioned, we've loved working with KMXT, and I'm also very grateful for the relationship we have with the Kodiak Arts Council. We worked with them on the Altered Book event that's been going on the last couple of years, and they've also been kind enough to let us interview some of the artists that they have performing throughout their season. If you remember, on episode 2 of Dog-Eared Reads, we interviewed Thomas Lauderdale, the frontman and creator of Pink Martini. That was a great interview and also a great show at the Gerald C. Wilson Auditorium. And on episode 4, we interviewed Paul Morgan Stettler, host and creator of Letters Aloud, that came through the Arts Council in November, and that was a great show as well. We're looking forward to working with the Arts Council again more in the future. We also have developed a little relationship with the Aleutic Museum. On episode 3, we got to interview Bob Holman when he came to Kodiak promoting his movie, Language Matters, in conjunction with the Ford Foundation. And I know we've got something more in the works with the Aleutic Museum coming up in the next few months, so definitely stay tuned for that. We've also enjoyed a little partnership with the Reading Council. Right when I first joined the board, I got to meet Ray Troll when he came to do his reading and workshop, and the Reading Council combined with the Kodiak Public Library and the Kodiak Public Library Association is what made that great visit happen. So I'd have to say that those collaborations with other nonprofit groups in town is probably my favorite part of being on the board, as well as the ability that being a part of the KPLA has given me to meet interesting people visiting, to talk to artists, to talk to performers, to interview them on this show, you know, and just to be in touch with the amazing people that are visiting Kodiak. That's a great thing. So if anybody else out there is interested in getting more in touch with their community and seeing some of the great authors that we have visiting Kodiak, I encourage you to join the Kodiak Public Library Association or volunteer with us. Now I want to introduce a third board member. That's Jenny Maline. She's the newest member of the Kodiak Public Library Association board and also one of my coworkers over at Crichton Chiropractic. After Jenny gives you a little introduction to herself, we're going to take a small musical break and play for you a song from the musical The Music Man. There was a local production of The Music Man that just finished up last weekend at the Gerald C. Wilson Auditorium, brought to you by the Kodiak Arts Council. And this little musical number is for those of you who, like me, want more of the musical after the performance is over and can't get the songs out of your head. But first, here's Jenny.
Hi, my name is Jenny Maline. I'm the newest member of the Kodiak Public Library Association. I joined back in September of 2015. I grew up on Kodiak. I went to high school here. I work at Crichton Chiropractic Clinic now. I manage the office there and bill insurance and check people in and out. I really enjoy that. work with a lot of people in the public. I joined the KPLA. I started helping out with some events that they were doing, volunteer work, and really liked what I saw and really liked what they did and decided I wanted to get more involved. I help out with a lot of the events and just am kind of there to meet people and tell them about the KPLA. I also do a lot of work on Facebook. I'm an avid reader. I really enjoy going to the library and books and what they do for the community. And I think reading is a great way to spend your free time. I really like historical fiction. I also like a little bit of horror, Stephen King. I get into that. I reread Salem's Lot by Stephen King after I hadn't read it in a really long time, and it was really good. He has really good character development, and I really like the way he writes his books. I started out with the KPLA doing a lot of volunteer work, so I recommend if you are interested in joining the board, sign up as a volunteer, help out with some of the events, come to some of the meetings, see how it works. It's definitely not as intimidating as I thought at first. It's actually fun, and you do a lot of stuff for the community, and the book sales are great, and it's just a lot of fun. And if you want to sign up as a volunteer or become a member, you can head over to the Kodiak Public Library Association.org, or you can post something on Facebook and we'll get back to you. Again, my name is Jenny Moline, and I hope to see you out volunteering for events or at our annual meeting. Pick a little talk, a little pick a little talk, a little tip, 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 talk a lot, pick a little more, pick a little talk, a little pick a little talk, a little tip, 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 talk a lot, pick a little more, pick a little talk, a little pick a little talk, a little tip, 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 talk a lot, pick a little more, pick a little talk, a little pick a little talk, a little tip, 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 tip. Professor, her kind of woman doesn't belong in any committee. Of course, I shouldn't tell you this, but she advocates dirty books.
Dirty books?
Saucer. Rabelais. Bullshit.
I'll tell.
The man lived on my street. Let me tell.
No. I'll tell. She made brazen overtures to a man who didn't have a friend in his town until she came here.
Oh, yes, that woman made brazen overtures with a gilt-edged guarantee. She had a golden glint in her eye and a silver voice with a counterfeit ring. Just melt her down and you'll reveal a lump of land as cold as steel here, where woman's hide should be.
We left River City, the library building, Bonnie and all the books to her.
Chaucer, Rabelais,
Bullseye.
Welcome back to Dog-Eared Reads, Fetching Books and Tales by the KPLA. That song you were just listening to was Pick a Little, Talk a Little, and Goodnight Ladies Medley from the Music Man musical original Broadway cast. Now, let's get back to introducing you to the Kodiak Public Library Association board members. I have with me today Jordana Long, another board member from the Kodiak Public Library Association. Hi, Jordana.
Hi, Athenia.
So, Jordana, tell us a little bit about how you came to Kodiak.
Okay. Well, I moved to Kodiak in 2009. My husband, Chris Long, is a marine scientist. He works for NOAA. So if you go to the Touch Tank building, he's usually in one of the offices up above the touch tank, and he studies the king crab population here. Before that, we lived in Annapolis for 2 years, and before that, we lived in Virginia, but I'm actually from California originally, so we've been kind of all over the place. And I've been teaching at Kodiak College since 2010 in various capacities, but right now I'm the English department chair, and I teach a lot of the classes.
And you have kids, too. You brought your kids?
I do have 4 kids now. My oldest, Nairi, is 10, and then I have an 8-year-old named Liam, and a 6-year-old named Rhiannon, and then we newly brought home our little 2-year-old from China last May. His name is Topher.
That's nice. So you get to read a lot of kids' books, too.
Yeah, and we've been spending a lot of time in the children's room at the library recently. Topher is really into the Curious George monkey doll that's in there, and he likes to grab it and take its sweater off. So if you ever go in there and the monkey and the sweater are not attached to each other, it's probably Topher's doing. But all my kids love the library. They have their different interests and different book sections that they go to. You know, Liam is always going for the Lego books. I've noticed they've got a few extra Lego books recently, and Liam is very grateful. And then Nairi is into graphic novels, so we try to find some graphic novels for her. She's found some great ones about Greek myths. So if they are not checked out by us, I recommend that you guys go find them. But it's a great place to do homework and hang out and keep the kids happy and kind of contained in the children's room.
Yeah, that children's room is fun. Brightly lit and, like you said, easy to watch your kids when they're in there.
Mm-hmm.
So tell us how you joined the board. What made you want to become a part of us at KPLA?
Well, you know, Kodiak is a wonderful community that supports the arts and literature. And one of the ways that they've shown that this is a priority is through building this beautiful library. And I just love the fact that this community is so committed to making sure that we have a generation of readers that are supported. And I wanted to come alongside and support that goal as well. Well, and I am also an English teacher, so books are my thing. And I was really excited to be able to join a board that kind of has the same priority as I do in terms of extending just this love of literature and reading, supporting that in the community, and making sure that people have access to great books.
That's true. And we do have access to some really great books. Have you been online with the digital library as well?
Sure. Both my husband and I love to get books on Listen Alaska. We both have Kindles, and sometimes we, you know, have to fight each other for books that we both want to read. We recently both read George Martin's vampire novel, Fever Dream, and had a lot of fun with that. He got it first this time, but, you know, sometimes I get ahead of him in line to check books out. So, yeah, no, we have wonderful electronic resources, which I think is so important in Alaska because we can't just, you know, zip over to the next town and check out their library over there. And we have a wonderful team of librarians here that can really help you find stuff if you can't find it, you know, locally in our library.
Right, and with the interlibrary loans as well, if there's a book that you want extra copies of for a book club, or if there's a book you're having trouble accessing, they can often bring it in from another
library. They can, and often very quickly.
Yeah.
It's surprising. So they're a great resource.
So I know, but tell everybody else how long you've been on the KPLA board for.
Oh, boy. I think it's been about a year. I think I came on around about April of 2015.
Mm-hmm. Yes. And you are our merchandising specialist.
I am. In fact, I'm very excited. We just got some beautiful, high-quality travel mugs, reusable travel mugs that are going to be for sale at the library for $10 a piece. They have a beautiful blue little wrap thingy around them, and they have the KPLA part of its logo on there as well. So go out and get one and show some support for KPLA.
That's right. Jordana's been making sure that we've got some lovely KPLA paraphernalia available. So we have the travel mugs. We also have I Love the Kodiak Library stickers. And we have pens. If you've come out to a KPLA event lately, you may have noticed us giving pens away.
Yes, they're beautiful gunmetal blue pens. And I have been using mine a lot. It makes me happy.
Good. Jordana, it sounds like you've got another little library-related event you're really excited to share with me.
I am so excited about this. This is actually a partnership between Kodiak College, the Kodiak Arts Council, and Kodiak Public Library and Kodiak Public Library Association. We are going to be having Shakespeare reading circles at the libraries on the fourth Sunday of the month, starting April 24th, which is right around Shakespeare's birthday and death date, as we assume. We are going to be meeting in the multipurpose room to just do a roundtable reading of various Shakespeare plays. I think we're going to start out with Twelfth Night on April 24th. And this is just, you know, come, get assigned a part, read the part, have a good time. I'm really excited. I've done things like this in my home with my family and friends, and they usually go along with this with pretty good attitude. And I'm hoping we can draw in some people who are really excited and just looking for a chance to exercise some, you know, creative juices and dramatic flair, and also just really love and appreciate Shakespeare.
Yeah, that sounds like a good time. April 24th, you said, right?
That's correct.
For the Shakespeare fans out there, or even people that don't know Shakespeare that well and want to see it the way that it was meant to be, which is live.
Absolutely. It's going to be really low-key. I'm not looking for, you know, professional actors or actresses. I'm certainly not one myself, but just people who really want to find out a little bit more about Shakespeare and get a chance to perform in a really low-key, casual, fun environment. And there is going to be more information coming out about this, more about time, place, what to bring, that sort of thing. But please encourage you all to come out.
That's right. As we get closer to the event, we'll have information on our Facebook page and on our website, KodiakPublicLibraryAssociation.org. And I think we're going to have Jordana come back next month to talk to us a little bit more about what this program has going on. So tune in to the April show as well for more details on this Shakespearean event. Jordana, thank you for dropping by and giving us a little hint of what your kids are reading, what your husband and you are reading, and saying hello to everybody in the town.
Thanks, Athenia. This was fun.
So I'm looking forward to having Jordana back again next month to talk to her more about that Shakespearean reading workshop. April is also going to be a big month for us. We're interviewing two people next month for the Beyond the Cover segment of our show. Fran Kelso and Abigail B. Calkin will both be joining us for interviews because they are coming to Kodiak to do a book signing and small presentations of their books. You may know Fran Kelso personally. She lived around the Kodiak area for a number of years. She's now living in Gustavus, Alaska, which is also where Abigail B. Calkin lives. So Fran will be coming to do a book signing of her book, Alaskan Attitudes. Abigail B. Calkin will be bringing two books. Her most recent book is called The Soul of My Soldier, Reflections of a Military Wife. And her older book is called The Night the Orion Fell, discussing the Coast Guard rescue of the boat. And I believe, if I have my story straight, that the Coast Guard pilot of that rescue was Kodiak's own John Whitten. So it'll be really fun to have Abigail come with her book. The author meet and greet series that the Kodiak Public Library puts on is supported in a large part by the Kodiak Public Library Association. So often when you see authors coming for the author meet and greet program, that is directly because of your contributions to the Kodiak Public Library Association, as well as the money that we bring in from the book sales. So attending those brewery book sales, coming out to the Crab Fest book sale that the KPLA puts on every year, and stopping by the library anytime to pick up a dollar book from the library cart where we sell them. That money goes right back to bringing these authors to town. So please put it on your calendar to come out. It's going to be around April 15th that Fran and Abigail will be here, and we want to see you there too. Please come out and support us. Show some support for these authors that are visiting. Buy a copy of their book, get it signed, buy some extra copies for your friends and family, and support the Kodiak Public Library Association. And if you haven't updated your membership lately, please do that as well. Now let me give the floor to another board member, Gretchen Wing. Gretchen is the treasurer of the Kodiak Public Library Association, and she wants to introduce you to herself and talk a little bit more about some of the great programs that the Kodiak Public Library Association has and will continue to support, thanks to you people of Kodiak and your involvement with us at the Kodiak Public Library Association.
Hi there, I'm Gretchen Wing, and I moved to Kodiak in 1997. I lived here for 7 years, moved to Homer for a year and a half. It wasn't what I was looking for, so I came back to Kodiak. I've been back for 11 years now. I am self-employed along with my husband, Chris Wing, and we own Sea Wing Services, and we do electrical and refrigeration on the fishing boats. I am also on the Threshold Services Board. I am the secretary there. I have worked with special populations since 1989, and I've had a few different positions with the Special Olympics Kodiak. I have always loved going to the library. When I was old enough to ride my bike to the library, that was a pretty big deal in life. So I've always been passionate about the library, and I'm excited about the new building that we have. It is pretty fantastic when you travel to other cities and you look at the libraries that they have. So good job to the previous KPLA board for having such a grand vision. I have been on the KPLA board for a little over a year. I have been the treasurer since April of last year. One of the jobs that I took on was working with the book sales and collecting the books that people donate. We have been at the library, and I go through the donated books and fill the bin. So come on out and buy a book at the library and help our library programs. So the library has lots of great programs that they offer, and there's lots of great volunteer opportunities. Everything from helping to shelve books to set up chairs for events and come and socialize and be a part of the library and the programs that are going on. There's programs for preschoolers up to some senior programs. There's programs on computers, and they do a lot of live stream video programs. They have movie nights for kids and movie nights for adults. They even had a line dancing class not so long ago. So every month the library puts out a new calendar, and it's available on the city website. So you should check out the calendar every month. If you want to be on a mailing list from the Kodiak Public Library Association, the address is kpla.alaska@gmail.com, and you can sign up to be on our mailing list. We also have a site on Facebook, and you can check us out and like us on Facebook, and then you will get reminded and updates of the programs that are coming up at the library. One of our main fundraisers of the year is currently going on, and that's Pick, Click, Give. The money from Pick, Click, Give gets turned around and put right back into programs to bring authors and artists here so that they can share their experience and their expertise with us. The money also goes to buying books from these artists and artwork so that we can keep and display their art in our library. So when you're doing your PFD application, please remember to pick, click, give for KPLA, the Kodiak Public Library Association. I'm Gretchen Wing. Please come check out our fantastic library, and I hope to see you at one of our programs soon. Or at our annual meeting, March 21st at 6 p.m. at the Kodiak Public Library.
Hi, this is Tayton back with Dog-Eared Reads, and today we're talking with KPLA board members, and today I have with me Jan Chatto, who is also a KPLA board member. Jan, could you introduce yourself and tell us a little bit about yourself?
Sure. My name's Jan Chatto, and I'm a retired school teacher. I taught at Kodiak Middle School for several years, and then I taught at Kodiak High School for several years, and now I'm retired. So I'm doing a few volunteer jobs around the community, which I enjoy. And KPLA, Kodiak Public Library Association, is one of the organizations I'm involved with, which I really enjoy.
So how long have you been on the KPLA board, and what do you like about it?
I've been on for 2 years, and what I like about it is that I feel like it involves me more with the library. I adore our new library. And this was just a way to be part of it and to help the library in any way I can and meet different people. The people on the boards are from all parts of the community, so that's been really fun, people I've never met before. So I'm quite enjoying it, all the activities we do as members.
Do you have any favorite activities or events or happenings at the library?
I'm quite fond of our used book sale at the brewery. It just seems like a community event. Everybody loves to come peruse the books and see what book they might wish to buy and maybe have a beer in the process. So that's always a fun community event. And then I enjoy when we have authors at the library, because usually a KPLA member will be there to just help set it up, make sure the author's comfortable in the space, make sure the people coming to the workshop know about us, and that's always fun. Gets me out of the house in the evening to come to an event at the library, so I like that.
Yeah, the library really does have a lot of cool events, and yeah, the book sales are a ton of fun. Do you have any favorite books yourself that's maybe something you've picked up at the library or somewhere else that you enjoy reading?
Well, I'm a historical fiction person somewhat. I like books that teach me history but do so in an entertaining way. So as long as I trust the author that they're not just making stuff up as far as the history or the time period that they're basing the book on, then I'm a historical fiction buff. And then I'm a member of a couple book clubs, and my new book for my current book club is Astoria, which is not fiction. It's nonfiction, but it might as well have been fiction. It's quite interesting.
And what's it about?
It's the story of the founding of Astoria, Oregon. And it's the story of Astor, the rich guy who founded this expedition. And it's the story of chronic mishaps and I'm surprised that any of them lived to found the town of Oregon, or Astoria, Oregon, but it's on the bestseller list right now, and I can see why. It's quite good.
Okay, cool. Does your book club meet at the library or around town?
This particular, I'm a member of two book clubs. So this particular book club meets at different people's homes. We have really good food, and then we discuss a book. And it kind of gets you, a book club is great because it makes you read a book you might not normally pick up. And so with this book club, I've read a lot of books that I wouldn't normally have picked up, but I've quite enjoyed.
Cool.
But I noticed there's book clubs at the library, too, so I could belong to three book clubs if I wasn't careful, because that one that the State Read, that book is sounding really interesting. I'm sure you're going to have a program about that, but I noticed that's the new Read. It looked good. But book clubs are great, and I think more people should found a little book club, and gets you talking to people. It gets you away from your electronic devices, unless you're reading your Kindle, then that's different. But see more.
That's good advice, I think. Great. Well, is there anything else you'd like to share with us today?
No, it just to say that there are a lot of volunteer opportunities at the library. KPLA can help you find your volunteer organization or volunteer job you'd like to do, or you can just call the library directly. But there seems to be quite a few things that people could do to get involved with the library and help out the library staff. And I think it's a fun place to be. So
sounds
I
like
encourage
a
people.
Good plan to me. Thanks so much for talking with us, Jan.
My pleasure.
Thank you, Jan. Thank you, Tayton. That was wonderful. And Jan is absolutely right. If you have any interest at all in volunteering, getting involved in the community, come out to the Kodiak Public Library Association. Volunteer with us, or we can direct you to the Kodiak Public Library. We're always looking for people to help out. And if you don't want to volunteer your time, if you're just looking for some fun events to do, again, the Kodiak Public Library is a resource for fantastic events. For example, the Kitchen Gardener series. This is another series that the Kodiak Public Library Association has sponsored for the past few years, and we're really happy we've been working with the Kodiak Public Library, and they're doing a great job on the Kitchen Gardener series. On the first ever episode of Dog-Eared Reads, we interviewed Sandor Ellis Katz, who wrote the book called The Art of Fermentation. He also came, of course, in July last summer and visited the Kodiak Public Library, did a little workshop on how to make sauerkraut, and it was a great turnout. It was probably the biggest turnout to an event we had at the Kodiak Public Library last year. I think we had over 100 people that showed up to it. People had a great time making sauerkraut. Some people even got to take some sauerkraut home with them and just sharing stories and tips. It was a really good time. Now, the Kitchen Gardener series happens every month. So for this month, for example, on March 23rd at 6 p.m., the Kitchen Gardener series is featuring water kefir and sourdough. So if you don't already have a sourdough starter, or maybe even if you do and you want to talk to some other people about some problems or some successes that you've had with your sourdough, or if you have any interest at all in kefir and learning how to do that, this is the time to show up. Again, March 23rd at 6 p.m. at the Kitchen Gardener series, one of the many programs that the Kodiak Public Library Association helps the Kodiak Public Library put on. Now I'd like to introduce you to the only remaining board member who you haven't met so far this evening, and that's Laureen Madsen. Laurie has been on the board for the longest, I think, of all of us right now, and she is an invaluable resource. We love her for her experience and her passion and her energy. She puts a lot into the Kodiak Public Library Association, so here she is.
Hi, I'm Laurie Madsen. I'm on the Kodiak Public Library Association board, and I'm also a lover of radio in Kodiak. KMXT or KODK are on my home nearly all of the time. I'm so happy that KPLA is collaborating with KODK and KMXT to create a hometown library radio show. It's great that it's available anytime online at kmxt.org, as well as the second Tuesday of every month at 9 o'clock p.m. on KODK Radio. I joined the Kodiak Public Library Association Board in 2012. I'm now in my last term on the board, and I think the library is humming along so nicely. So many activities and programs. It's a joy to go there. I love radio, and I love music. So you'll hear me often on KMXT as I'm back. It's great to be home, and I hope you'll give a listen often, especially to Dog-Eared Reads, sponsored by KPLA.
I consider myself a lifelong learner and a lifelong lover of libraries. I first worked at the Kodiak Public Library in 1976 when we were a small staff of but four or five people. Now look what we have, this beautiful building. One of the things that I really appreciate about the library is its selection of movies and music. You may have heard me on the radio doing a vinyl spotlight hour or Friday night rock and roll. I get some of my music from the public library. Recently, I had viewed the PBS documentary about Glenn Campbell and his struggle with Alzheimer's, and I wanted to hear some of his music. Guess where I found it? At the library. They had the soundtrack from the special I'll Be Me. Here I'm going to play for you This Is the Long Way Home. I hope you enjoy. And be sure to stop by the library. You can check this out.
A familiar place I've never been before. This is the long walk home. A beautiful feeling like I've never known. This is the long walk home. I know I'll never be the same again. I hope I still remember you. Above it all, I know our love will transcend. On my long walk home, no more places that I need to be. This is a long walk home. No more people trying to get at me. This is a long walk home. Whatever will be my friend. No more fences on that line to mend. It's the only debt I've never paid, but I owe. This is the long walk home. This is the long walk home.
He has such a powerful voice. That's Glenn Campbell. It has been great talking to you today, and I hope you'll continue to listen to Dog-Eared Reads.
Thanks, Lori. And Lori's going to come back in a second and give us a little tech tip and a little introduction to Music with Mar. But I just want to point out before she does that, that Music with Mar is another program that was supported by the Kodiak Public Library Association. That event happened about a year ago, right when I first joined the board, is when the Music with Mar event happened. So you probably already know, but if you didn't, the Kodiak Public Library always has movies and CDs that you can rent. Every month there's movies showing at the Kodiak Public Library. For example, this month on March 18th, Real Stories is featuring Antarctica, A Year on the Ice at 6:30 p.m. And then the following Friday, the 25th, in honor of Women's History Month, the Kodiak Soroptimists present a free film screening of Girl Rising at 6 p.m. So, you know, even if you want to just go out and see a movie with your friends one night, the Kodiak Public Library is the place to do it. And of course, you can always take out some of the videos that they have available, which they have some pretty good ones and some pretty new ones. You can put them on hold too if you're having trouble getting the one you really wanted to see. Another thing I'm not sure people know, but at the Kodiak Public Library, you can rent board games. Just last week, I rented Article 27 and brought it home and played it with my friends. It's a wonderful game about being on the UN and negotiating proposals. And you don't actually need any political knowledge to play the game. It's more just a game of negotiation. And of course, it's always fun to play as one of the world powers. So come and check out the board games. Now I'm going to bring Lori back so she can introduce Music with Mar and maybe play a song for us.
Are you a parent of a toddler or a young child? Kodiak Library has a magnificent collection of the Music with Mar series. Music with Mar is a company dedicated to bringing quality, brain-based music to children, families, and teachers. The philosophy is to use music to teach, getting children ready for skills they need in a happy, successful life. Marianne, or Mar Harmon, is a founder of Music with Mar. She's an educator with a bachelor's degree in music and a master's in education emphasizing early childhood. These degrees contribute to her ability to write songs that are musically and educationally sound for children, as well as fun and easy to use for teachers and parents. Here's a sample off of one of the many CDs that we have at the public library called Music Makes It Memorable.
Gonna name our states. Gonna name our states. Each student celebrates. Let's name our 50 states. Alabama, Alaska, Arizona, Arkansas, California, Colorado.
You're getting started.
Connecticut, Delaware, Florida, Georgia, Hawaii, Idaho.
Tell me more.
Illinois, Indiana, Iowa.
Ooh.
Kansas, Kentucky, Louisiana.
Yeah.
Maine, Maryland, Massachusetts, Michigan, Minnesota, Mississippi, Missouri.
Ooh, yeah.
Gonna name our states. Gonna name our states. Each student celebrates. Let's name our 50 states.
What a fun way to learn the names of the states. Kodiak Public Library Association supported the visit of Music with Mars and training that they had back in 2014 at the Children's Fair, one of the many things that we do to support the mission and programming at the library.
Montana, Nebraska.
Yeah, yeah.
Nevada, New Hampshire, New Jersey.
Uh-huh.
New Mexico, New York, North Carolina. North Dakota, Ohio.
We got it going.
Oklahoma, Oregon, Pennsylvania.
Uh-huh.
Rhode Island, South Carolina.
Keep on rolling.
South Dakota, Tennessee, Texas, Utah. Vermont, Virginia, Washington.
Bring on down.
West Virginia,
yeah.
Wisconsin, uh-huh. Wyoming.
Hi, I'm Lori Madsen, member of the Kodiak Public Library Association. This month's tech tip is another offering from SLED, State Library Electronic Doorway, a place for Alaskans to find the ultimate online reference source. Today, I'm going to introduce the tools for kids and older students. Tutoring is available with live homework help when a student is stuck. Recently, I was working with a young man who was stuck on long division, didn't know where to start, and needed a definition. Logged on to SLED and to the homework help, and there was a person at the other end on chat with us. He drew pictures on his screen and asked all along the way if the student was lost or if they got it. It's very useful when stuck on a problem, and no one at home remembers how without a calculator. Another great tool for homework is the list of research resources. Did you know that there's over 30 different reference tools from kindergarten through college students? There's Brain Pop for grades K through 5 with its short animated film on every subject taught in school. There's also Kids Search, which is like an encyclopedia and reference tool, accesses magazines and biographies. There's also Novel Lists, Mango Languages, Academic Databases, and more for higher education. These can all be accessed through SLED, available to Alaskan residents. If you're not sure how to get in or don't have a password, come down to the public library and get it from the library assistants there, who will be very happy to help you.
Thanks, Lori. See, the Kodiak Public Library always has something that can help you out with any project that you have. Now let's hear again from Bob Ross. Bob Ross has done a review of a selection from the Alaskana Room of the Kodiak Public Library on almost every episode of Dog-Eared Reads, and we're very grateful for his help. We're also very excited that today, with his review of Kodiak High School and its students, we get the opportunity to know Bob and his history here a little bit better, as well, of course, as learning about some of the strategic plans that happened in the historical Kodiak School District and how that may or may not have affected the students that attended school in that period. So, here's Bob.
Hello and welcome to another in our series of book reviews from the magnificent Resource Archive in the Alaska Room of your public library. I'm Bob Ross, and it is indeed my pleasure to be your guide today as we review one of the more obscure books from this archive, titled Kodiak High School and Its Students. This 67-page 1956 document by H. Leon Abrams, Jr., published in the Peabody College in Nashville, Tennessee, as an independent research work carried out in partial fulfillment for the education science degree. This is the first book that I have reviewed in this series that may not be checked out from the library. There is but one copy, and that copy, though hardbound, is on translucent paper whose print quality is readable, but not bold or sharp, as we normally find book print. It is a work produced as a third or fourth copy on a manual or an electric typewriter at Peabody College. These limiting factors aside, this book is well worth your time to read if you are interested in post-World War II development, the school system while in the final stages of the old school, and a who's who of the community with the educational involvement. People like Ivor A. Schott, superintendent of the schools, James M. Gray, high school principal, and his wife Frances, who taught English literature, Joe M. Floyd, Jr., athletic coach, Betty Springhill, ninth grade teacher and president of the Kodiak Education Association, Dr. A. Holmes Johnson, president of the Board of Education, Betty Atchison, member of the Board of Education, and Marion Curtis Lynch, school nurse, to mention just a few names, those names that I recognized. The focus in these years was to bring the Kodiak High School system into accreditation guidelines, to end classroom overcrowding, and to provide a college preparatory pathway for students motivated to continue their educations beyond high school. The author provides a brief history of Kodiak from the Russian occupation and its founding in 1794 that would grow to become the city of Kodiak at St. Paul Harbor. It gives a concise account of the growth and development of Kodiak from 1939 through World War II and how the military influenced the town's development both economically and socially. He also discusses the impact of the large pool of young unattached military service members on the available Kodiak women and the high school youth. Mr. Abrams, a World War II veteran, was physically in Kodiak from September 1955 to January 1956. He taught social sciences at the high school. He immersed himself in the community, serving as chaplain of the VFW, a USO volunteer, a Kodiak Public Library volunteer, member of the Toastmasters Club, and the Aleutian Islands Historical Society. He attended church services at the Community Baptist Church, and occasionally also at the Russian Orthodox Church, the Roman Catholic Church, the Church of God, and functions held at the Kodiak Christian Center. My primary research interest is Kodiak during the 1939 to 1946 period. This is the contractor boomtown, base building, military buildup, Officer Price Administration rationing, Kodiak forward operating base, and Alaska warfront period. This document was a key resource in understanding the context of some of the period articles read in the Kodiak Mirror. Quoting Mr. Abrams, Kodiak during the war period underwent some changes that may be said to be characteristic of the military and frontier towns. According to the Kodiak public health nurse, prostitution was wide open as well as excessive drinking. However, prostitution did not last long, for the responsible citizens put an end to it by enforcing laws prohibiting it. The liquor business is still one of the major economies of the town. And true of all Alaska, there is a high per capita consumption of alcohol beverages. The city clerk stated that the defense installations account for a great part of this. At one time, retail liquor interest was said to control the town, and it would seem that said influence still continues to do so. With the establishment of the military and naval bases in Kodiak, the whole economic life of the people underwent a change. Electricity was introduced into town. Modern water and sewage systems were installed, and the communications to the outside world improved. More than 140 businesses of all types supported the 1955 city of Kodiak, whose population is reported to be around 4,000, and an additional 6,000 on the nearby naval base. The economy had five areas of revenue: fisheries, naval and other service personnel, supplies and services, transportation, and hunting. In 1948, the Kodiak Independent School District was incorporated and Ivor A. Schott became its superintendent. The present structure, what we today refer to as the old school, was built in two sections. The first and original part of the structure was built in 1930 to house 110 students in four classrooms. In 1935, the capacity was doubled to 8 rooms. In 1940-41, due to an influx of construction workers and their families, the student population grew to 170. 145 were in the main grades and 25 in the high school. By 1948-49, the student population was 300, 242 in the main school, and 58 in the high school. The old school now consisted of 7 buildings, the main school building, 5 Quonset huts, and a skid shack. 2 bathrooms in the main school building, each with 2 toilets, supported not only the 300 students, but the teaching staff as well. There was no gymnasium, no auditorium, no teacher's room, no infirmary, no music or art room, and very limited playground area. What we know today as the middle school was in 1955-56 a modern building still under construction when the completed portion was occupied by the 1st through the 7th grades. 142 high schoolers occupied the old school that final year. The remainder of the new school building, including the gym, was to be ready for a high school occupation beginning in school year 1956-57. This new building comes at a critical time for its students of Kodiak, whose total student population in 1956 had grown to 630 students, 1 through 12, and an additional 85 in kindergarten. I previously mentioned college preparation and school accreditation were key goals for the school board and the superintendent. I attended school in Kodiak, 4th grade through high school, school years 1960 through 1967. My first 2 years were on the base. The balance was at what we now call the Kodiak Middle School, but was then just called the Kodiak Junior High and High School. Ivor A. Schott was still the superintendent for the schools in those days. Mr. Abrams' book brings me to a clarity to the instruction and programs I found while attending school in town. It appears in hindsight to be a carryover from the 1956 planning period. My 6th grade class was put through a regimented block of intense instruction in school year 1961-62. You either got the information or you didn't. We were not given special instruction. Teachers raised their voice as well as their rulers. We were all treated equally harshly. Though my grades did not reflect it, this was the year I learned most and finally understood what school was about. I would understand a subject, mostly math, about the time that we would leave it for a new topic. In a way, the next years after 6th grade would be disappointing, though I would be more toward the top end of the grading scale. My freshman year of high school, my class was divided into 2 groups, one following an academic curriculum, the other a non-academic curriculum. The school officials said we students should not put any weight on what track we were in, as both would lead to career opportunities following high school. The academic track was for those students who desired college preparation coursework needed for successful college careers. It was to break the mold and prepare as many students as possible for college acceptance and hopefully success. They said there was no stigma in being in the non-academic track. But as a non-academic track student, I knew better. Just like being divided alphabetically into 3 eighth grade classes the previous year, most of my friends were in the other programs or in the other classrooms. It was a trying time for me. My father and mother were not college graduates. My sister, 3 years my senior, was going to college the next year. Being shy, I did not vocalize my discontent at being torn from my friends. It was some 2 weeks later that I scored 100% on a math test over material we had covered the previous 2 years, and it was because my score was 20% higher than the next highest test score that I became the focus of instructor attention again and asked if I might wish to follow the academic track as it would be the more challenging of the 2. This time I was not shy in my answer, and I eventually became part of the 40-60% of my high school graduating class that eventually saw college level through this academic pathway. Was my high school attendance and success rate due to the planning of the Education Board as far back as 1955-56. Certainly, the coursework we received in the math and sciences contributed significantly to our college success. But there was one other factor that played into school year 1966-67, and that was the Vietnam War. The draft was taking increasing numbers of non-deferred males 18 and older. College acceptance earned a deferment as long as acceptable standards were met while there. It is known that some colleges lowered their standards during the war years to give more male students an opportunity to attend. I attended the University of Alaska at Fairbanks in the 1968 school year. After placement tests, I was required to take a no-credit English class along with a full semester load of 15 credit hours. I felt lucky as some of my classmates had to take no-credit English and mathematics in addition to a full semester load. The university administrators were quite frank. If you failed to maintain at least a 2.0 GPA, they would report you to your draft board. You had one chance to satisfactorily complete no-credit math and or no-credit English. Unsatisfactory completion would mean disenrollment and reporting your name to the draft board. If you did not take at least 15 semester hours, you would not be considered a full-time student, and you would be reported to your draft board. Though I've deviated a bit from the review of Kodiak High School and its students, I think the results of Ivor A. Schott's, Betty Springhill, and the many others whose planning for the successful college preparation bear interest, especially in light of the lower-than-desired college success rates reported a half-century later. I hope you've enjoyed this review of the book, Kodiak High School and Its Students, by H. Leon Abrams, Jr., and will strongly consider adding it to your reading list. It is a time capsule to the mid-1950s mindset for the education plan and the community information of Kodiak in general. My name is Bob Ross, and it has been my pleasure to bring you this monthly selection from the Alaska Room of your Kodiak Public Library. Oh, yes. In case you were wondering, I did eventually graduate with honors with a BA in Art from Eastern Washington State College and went on to a career in the U.S. Army. I was fortunate to win a four-year Army ROTC scholarship my senior year of high school, along with two others from Kodiak, out of seven total that were awarded to the state of Alaska. I credit my college success in no small part to the educational foundation I received at the beginning in that Kodiak sixth grade classroom. Thank you, and until next time, goodbye.
Well, thank you again, Bob Ross. It was fun getting to hear a little bit about Bob's experience living in Kodiak, you know, in the 60s and 70s, and how school policy really did help to shape his life. I look forward to hearing more from Bob in the future. Now, I hope you enjoyed our show today, where we had the opportunity to let you get to know the Kodiak Public Library Association board members a little bit better. All of us have a different aspect that we're passionate about. We have a different focus that we're putting our time and energy into, and we all want to share it with you. We want you involved with us. We are always looking for more people to help out at the library, to help out with this radio show, to provide us with book reviews. If you read a great book, we want all of that. Please get involved with us. Visit us at KodiakPublicLibraryAssociation.org, or you can email us at kpla.alaska@gmail.com. You can find us on Facebook, or you can just come out, visit the library, come to one of the Kodiak Public Library Association events, and get to know us face to face. We look forward to seeing you. And with that, we'll end another episode of Dog-Eared Reads Fetching Books and Tales by the KPLA. I'm Athenia, host of your show, and I look forward to talking to you again next month, the second Tuesday of the month at 9 p.m. on KODK 90.7.
Simple little beauty, heaven in your breath. Simplest of pleasures, the world at its best.